Hi guys, and welcome back to Not My Bag. I'm Joe.
And I'm George.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Before we dive into today's pod, we have some things to talk about. Fiestas, Dolces,
and
Año Nuevos.
Nuevos.
All that stuff we've got to talk about in today's pod.
God, what does that mean?
Well, George, my New Year's resolution was to learn a language, and I've been sticking to it.
How have you learned a new language?
Well, thanks to today's sponsor, Babbel, I've been learning a new language. And you love a holiday, so maybe you should give it a try.
Well, I know a few words, like je m'appelle.
What does that mean?
Bon anniversaire.
What does that mean?
No idea.
Come on.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
What do they say?
Well, I bet you know a bit of mi amor, don't you, and all that.
I love.
Yeah?
What about denada? That means if you say thank you, they go...
No worries.
No worries or no problem.
Denada.
Denada.
Yeah, yeah. What about bocadillo?
Chocolate bar.
That sandwich.
What about Rio de Janeiro?
That's not really going to get you by though, is it, George? Actually makes it way easier to learn basic languages, and you don't want to be caught abroad and not knowing how to ask to go to the toilet, because I know what you're like with your bowels. You actually had a situation today. No. Well, you had to ask for the loo. Imagine being in Spain and you've shit your pants.
At least I'd be able to say denada. Well, don't worry, because Babbel have got you sorted with their app and their online services.
Babbel can help you with everyday conversations, building your confidence and your vocabulary to learn a new language.
It's like your personal language coach offering you in-app feedback and personal trackers. It's so simple.
Right now, Babbel is offering Not My Bag listeners 6 month free when buying a 6 month subscription with the code BAG, B-A-double-G.
Seis meses?
Si, seis meses.
So go to babbel.com/play.
That's BABBEL.com/play, P-L-A-Y, using code BAG. B-A-double-G.
Babbel. Language learning that works.
¿Puedo quitarme la chaqueta?
Todo está lista.
Vamos con el show.
So we've just had the language lesson, and now we've got something else, haven't we, Joe?
We have the professor of arsology and pussology. It's the one and only GK Barry.
Yeah!
Oh! How long have you been waiting down there, love? Now we've settled in.
We have.
How are you feeling?
I feel a lot better than I did New Year's Day.
Yeah, there was a lot going on.
There was actually a bit too much going on.
New Year, same you though.
Yeah, I did think about doing resolutions this year.
Yeah.
And then I thought, no.
BBL on the cards?
BBL was not on the cards. I feel like BBL is going out of fashion now. Kim K got hers removed.
I think...
This is the year of the flat ass.
It's the year. Actually, if you check the Chinese calendar, you will find it is the year of the flat ass.
Well, who is it? A stoat.
Is it? You're lying.
Don't know.
Who's that?
No, because they have an that? Animal. They have like the ox, the snake, the rat.
Hopefully it's a slug. I'll fit right fucking in. Jesus.
What's a beaver? A horny rabbit.
Can't call me a horny rabbit.
Rude.
Oh, is that it? Like a rabbit on New Year's?
Well, don't
wait for
we
all
know
the
it.
Brothers.
So no New Year's resolution.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I thought maybe me and Han had a call and we were like, maybe we should do dry Jan. And then the day after, which is today, we had a wine.
Yeah.
So maybe it's like moist Jan.
We love a moist
we
Jan.
We love a moist
yeah, yeah.
Jan.
Moist
yeah.
Jan. Any New Year's resolutions for you, George?
Nope. Anyway, so...
wait. What? Didn't you say you were going to give up the LV?
Oh, I just did that and bought another one.
Yeah, it's in my pocket somewhere. Slowly, gradually, get it out of my life.
Get
the
it
thing
out.
Because you can have withdrawals.
You can have seizures.
And yeah.
But that's like with anything bad in
so
life.
So you just got to drip and drab it out.
Which we won't.
Which you've thrown out.
The thought was there. As long as the thought is there, I think it's healthy. Yeah.
Also, big news. Mm. Huge news. Crazy news.
What? Yeah.
Single.
Yeah, you did your
I did my big reveal.
You did your tell-all exclusive.
Well.
Did my OK magazine. Well.
You know what I absolutely loved?
Here we go.
No giveaways. Absolutely nothing at all. No details.
I did the build up and then I gave nothing.
You said, I'm single. Would you like to know more? Well, you're not going to fucking know.
Yeah, that was it really.
Yeah, no, I'm not telling a soul, honey.
Well, I mean... Oh, tell them that you're single.
Yeah, no, yeah.
No, there's no
yeah.
Really detail.
Right.
No one wants to know the deep.
I thought you meant you're not telling anyone else. I thought you're both.
Well, we've done it now. Yeah.
Bank views and paid your mortgage, so.
Yeah, we were saying that though, and I thought it was hilarious that on New Year's, I hard launched Charlie within 24 hours.
We'll get onto that in a bit.
Sorry.
That was a mental.
We will. We just need a second.
We just need
how is it? How's life?
I'm actually not too bad at the moment. To be fair, what people don't know is it has been months.
Yeah.
Well, so, we knew that.
Yeah, you guys, well, you guys knew the day after. I was like, guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's been months. So I've had time to process and digest and eat my body weight and then start.
I thought you were going
to
say well. Else,
you say this. I've seen you walking.
Actually, I would like to say I haven't had cock since the breakup. Like, I want to really put that out there. I haven't, you know. A lot of people have been...
Is 2024 the year of the cock?
I don't think so. It could be the year of the puss.
Well, either or when you're GK Barry.
Yeah, I love it all, honey.
We spent New Year's together and there was a PR crisis.
And can we also just say where we spent New Year's?
What a ride.
At the Slag Wars house.
At the Slag Wars house, which Sophie and Rebecca, God rest Sophie's soul, filmed at. There was actually a mural in the bathtub.
Yeah. Yeah.
The cock destroyers live on.
We'll get onto that bathtub, won't we?
But why don't you tell us about TikTok search bar?
Well, I'd like to just point out that it's no longer is GK Barry a man. God bless. It is now GK Barry, Charlie, chocolate button, puppy.
And just like Oprah,
yeah.
I'm going to make some dreams come true today.
Go on.
Because we have Charlie in the building.
Surprise, surprise.
And we're going to bring in Charlie.
Charlie, love.
Welcome in Joe's best friend, Charlie Martin.
And my pussy muncher.
So, guys, hi, Charlie.
Hello.
We need a tell-all
the
of what happened.
Sexual tension between us.
I know. I brought you a little present, by the way.
You didn't.
Oh!
I'm straight back down there.
Sorry, it's just not my remit.
Not my bag.
No, it's not my bag. Tell us what happened. Tell the world.
I actually don't remember.
Do you know
it.
What? I imagine splatters of the night. This was on New Year's.
Was this before or after midnight?
This was before.
Was it? Have you checked the time?
I promised you it was about 10 p.m., Charlie.
So we ate the grapes afterwards?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. That was my good luck.
I remember, I don't know how this came about, but all I remember is you did it once as a joke and then I went, do it again for the story. And I opened my legs. And by the way, it wasn't a thong, it was pajama shorts. And you ate, but what people didn't see was the chocolate butter.
Yeah,
people
just like thought I was having a sniff.
You were pissing? You were sniffing my pussy.
I was. I got the best of both worlds.
Do you know, I've seen in TikTok comments people trying to sell the video.
Yeah, I know.
So people are like, where can I find it? Someone's like, I've got it. I'll inbox you for a fiver and stuff like that.
Well, apparently it's going viral on Reddit.
Yeah, people are messaging me going, I've got a chocky button if you want it. I'm going, no.
Oi, back off my girl.
Back off.
At least
back
you know if it all goes tits up, the OF would bang.
Would it?
What was just that? You know what?
The chocolate bar.
Should we try and sell it?
Yeah.
Your manager's in the room have got an idea. Cadbury's and GK Barry. OnlyFans 24 hours. Upload the video.
I can't.
My only recollection of it. The time I was first aware of it though was the next morning when Grace wakes up in the bed and she goes.
No, and imagine I was like, Charlie is sound asleep and I go, no. Like I rise from my sleep and I go, Charlie, no. And he's like, who's dying? What's happening?
Who's
dying? Happy New Year. And I'm like, the video. I delete my whole story. And he goes, oh, love.
You also had you two getting with each other.
The story progressively gets worse. So it's like a nice picture of me and Grace at the start. And then it ends with the puss.
I've also got a video on my phone of you sat on Charlie's lap. And we're all like, bounce. And you're like, and it's just like, I don't understand.
So no, we have those pictures and videos, but they're in the bathroom.
Right. Can we explain the first night?
Yeah.
Let's go from the beginning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we arrive at said house.
At Cock Destroyer's house.
At Cock Destroyer's mansion.
Awesome. Me and Joe turned up first. Lovely house.
You guys are running around.
It progressively
around the house.
Got worse.
We were like, gorgeous place. First port of call was ordering a Chinese and everyone getting a
chow mein. Yeah.
As Terry would say,
we
chow mein.
We ordered £300 worth of Chinese and we just never needed
it. No, but you know what was funny? We all went to go pick up the Chinese and Joe doesn't know how to put his handbrake on. He's going.
Parked on a hill.
He's going. If you roll back, like, you can't roll back with the Chinese in the back. Like, we've got pressure.
The Chinese makes a difference of us rolling back.
We were going to hit Arundel Castle.
And we were listening to LaRouxe, whatever her name is.
LaRouxe. Bulletproof.
LaRouxe.
LaRouxe.
And also, I was stressed because I didn't know the handbrake was on properly. They're both sat there in a steamed up car with a bucket of Chinese. And I've got this lady going to me, have you got enough soy sauce? Make sure you've got enough soy sauce.
On the phone, Joe goes, can we have two soy sauce? She goes, two.
How big are your pots? Yeah. And she was like, two. I was terrified.
No, guys, it was the co-op before that. Me and you went into the co-op before that and basically ruined that village's
Joe's
life.
Waiting for us in the car, got me pink curls on. I look like, who's the grandma of Catherine Tate?
Mrs. Man. Man's voice.
Nan of Catherine
I look
Tate.
Like Nan of Catherine Tate. And Charlie walks in with the loudest people in the co-op and he goes, where are the bloody mixers? Right in front of us. And they're like, right. And then we go to order of eight.
The shop was empty.
Charlie couldn't be arsed. He went, give me a lucky dip, love. Give me a lucky dip of the boot.
Honestly, feral.
At this point though, Joe, you had plowed us with a lot of booze.
We'd had one.
We'd had one glass.
Had a couple. We'd had a few before she had even arrived.
Oh, fair.
Babe, I was driving.
Oh, yeah, no.
I was waiting for us in the car.
So we get back, have a Chinese.
Massive Chinese.
A lot of Chinese. We suddenly decide to sit there after our prawn toast and go, let's play a drinking game.
No class.
No class.
Shameless
JK Barry's
own. We only went and played.
No class.
We played no class. That is what sent everything downhill.
Yeah, we all really lost our class, didn't we, in that game?
Yeah. We will be playing that later on
in
the episode.
Danny, the secret older brother made me die. Went, he's really good at drinking game. Who's this? I went, my.
Look at the packaging.
He went, how close that? He's actually close.
I was like, name for a card game.
I mean, he doesn't speak like that, just to reiterate. He has got more than three teeth.
He's like a chimney sweep that earns three threepence an hour.
Threepence. Sorry. Anyway.
He's Oliver Twist. So more grace.
We are at this point blackout, but we don't realise.
No, we just think, fuck it.
That we're blackout. And Joe has a tub in his room that is meant for a romantic two.
I'd say two, three at a push if you've got a small child.
I'd say three. Maybe two large boned people.
No, I'd say that'd fit four people nicely.
Yeah. Like two each side.
And we said, you know what? Let's get the shower gel that Charlie decided to just go like a 2 year old with ketchup on nuggets.
The balls were honestly up here.
And we put on the jets and we said, let's all get in there.
But do you know what was like a religious experience? We sat in it and there was like a canvas of the cock destroyers looking at us in the eye.
Oil
like,
on canvas
yeah,
in front
no,
of us.
It really was. It was.
I've actually got a picture of that.
Please
that
insert
evening.
This.
Also, the thing about thing about us being in the bath is that we didn't leave for hours,
and we were also like, it was so slippery because the shower gel. We were drowning. We were swapping positions.
This is Charlie with Grace's foot
that
in his mouth.
We had a holiday romance. It was also about the bath, is that when we all got out and it was so brown.
And we were in there for hours. We kept having to top it up with hot water because we'd be like, why is it cold? And we were in there for 6 hours.
We had like music blasting though, didn't we? And we were acting like it was New Year's Eve, but it wasn't.
It was New
Year's Eve Eve.
And then following day, hangover.
We went to the Waitrose.
Oh, the Waitrose was the funniest thing ever.
First of all, someone went, I had my sunglasses because I was hungover. EGK Barra took them off and I went, I am. Surprise, surprise!
And she went, why are you here?
But it was the funniest bit. We were buying so much shit. You had to buy a cake for Terry, even though Terry was shopping with us. So we saw the cake. We get to the tills. My guy that was serving me would not stop talking. And he was like, you know, if you're in the area for New Year's, it would be great to see you. And I was like, that will be the pepperoni pizza to scan next. Thank you.
That's for one.
Each person, each till, because it was a very small village and they obviously, everyone knew each other. So us going in there was just a havoc. George's lady goes, can I see some ID? What'd you say? Oh, that's a compliment. I thought, you look 12.
She also ID'd Danny, who's 34.
I know, he must have loved that. You went, such a compliment, mate.
Like a 40-year-old mum says when she gets ID'd in the co-op.
I will just
leave the podcast. Like a 22-year-old.
That's a compliment.
I'll leave the podcast with you. No, anyway, they hated us, though. Like, she looked at me and she was like, oh, so she looked me up and down. Yeah. Like, she was like, oh, like scanning my items. So I said, where are you from? I went, Essex. She went, I can tell. I was like, okay.
Yeah,
Joe, you were talking to that lovely lady though.
Lovely lady.
Her son had same birthday as dad. She's making him a Brussels sprout baguette and all sorts.
He
loves an apple to the apple crumble boy. I hope you enjoyed it. And then
everybody's good at cooking something. I'm good at cooking. Anyway.
No, then we went back, dropped all the stuff off,
and we're in the hot tub. It was us four in the hot tub.
It was us four in the hot tub.
Nah, wait. Wait, this hot tub.
Basically, Grace got sepsis in her nipple piercing.
I went, well, what do I know about hot tubs? My nipples are still hit 4 years old. They're still healing. So George puts the jets on and we're all fucking getting split. By the way.
We're all fucking. It was like.
By the way, it's torrential rain. Terry gives us a globe.
Champagne. You guys had already split a bottle and a half.
Yeah.
It's because you lot were like, we're going for a nap, and me and Grace are like, we're going to carry on.
Anyway, George turns the jets off. Why the fuck is it like a nature program?
So I think what happened was that the storm blew in leaves and then the jets mushed them up. So it was like brown sludge. When she went,
Grace arose from
like it was giving electric chair. Your whole body froze and you just rose up.
I thought there was a slug on my arm. It was a leaf. And I, my soul. And
my soul.
It was horror. And then I dropped my vape down the deck in.
Oh yeah, that was another one, wasn't it?
I dropped mine in the jacuzzi.
This is the most British thing, right? It was like hail.
Like torrential pouring rain.
And we're all going, it'll pass.
Charlie, it will pass. Let's not wait till it passes.
Down.
20-minute torrential downpour. We're going to be in New Year's Eve. It will pass.
We're still sat there at midnight like, it's going to pass.
3, 2, 1.
It'll pass.
So we got out of that. Was hell. I had a bogey in my nose. Joe had to tell us wiping. It wasn't going away.
Oh, sorry. I feel like it's better if someone has something. Until you got to say
didn't
like.
Tell me, I'd be very angry.
I'm Georgian.
Yeah, you snake.
I didn't see it.
Joe, me and Joe.
I don't look at Grace's nostril.
It looks at me tits instead.
Me and Joe were getting ready for our New Year's Eve perm.
Oh, Charlie always gets a perm on New Year's Eve. Then what happened after that? We got
ready for the meal.
We got ready. We had a chef come
in. I just want to say, we started drinking for New Year's at 2 p.m.
Yeah.
Okay? Well, some of us did.
You guys.
Me, Charlie, you guys and Joe did. Started drinking at 2 p.m. We start getting ready.
Wait, what is it?
What was that?
And then the chef arrives.
And we have a chef and he's wonderful and the food was amazing. And I just feel
scallops.
Really sorry for the poor bloke because you've got like 9 of the loudest people in Essex and
talking
surrounding areas. Talking about
roguish.
Honestly,
shit.
Thank God this man wasn't recording anything. Just the conversations were happening.
We don't know
and
yet.
The poor bloke is at the end of the table and we're all and he's like, the starter is scallops with curry puree. And we were like, bah, ha, ha,
ha, like and another thing.
No,
I have never. And this is how I knew I was drunk. Charlie got the napkin and went, and I was in. I've never laughed.
You made me keep doing it over and over. She was like, pick the napkin up again.
Do you know what I did? I was annoyed about, guys. Can't lie. I spent a lot of money on my outfit and all that. Next, you know, he's in a hoodie. She's in a tracksuit.
I'm going to go out.
I would say
we
this.
Basically said, we all got really nice outfits. We said it'd be like black tie vibe, whatever. Dinner was an hour and a half
we
long.
We said,
and then we
by
took all
midnight,
our
we wear
not
that like till midnight.
And put other clothes on.
Yeah, but turn around, everyone's in pyjamas.
You guys were all still in your outfits and Joe went, Charlie, you're not getting changed out of your hoodie to take this picture. And I was like, no. So I'm in the picture like.
I know what you mean though. And then, I think it's just because everyone got so drunk during the meal. There was one point where I think it was us guys and Kane and then we were talking about Vegas and we were like, let's do it tonight. We're booking the flights tonight. You, Charlie, Delta, first class. I asked him this morning, he went, I've never flown Delta in my life.
He was like, Charlie, have you ever been on a Delta flight?
But
I was like, no way.
You wouldn't let up. We were like, maybe America. You were like, Delta! Like, you wouldn't let us
Why
do anyone
I say
else.
Delta? Where did I even get that from?
I don't know. But
you definitely had a 10% off code.
Yeah, but now
hidden under your perm.
Like, the perm thing was because there was a diffuser in the room.
Like
and
the
Charlie went, but I love to get a perm on New Year's. It wouldn't be New Year's without a perm.
I only do it on New Year's.
So then basically, long story short, I collapsed and was in bed by 11:30 throwing up and crying.
Wait, can I
crying is true.
Can I just say this as well? I'm so drunk at this point, I'm like skipping around the house. I go, where's Joe? You're outside like this.
Oh, should we tell the story?
Can we please tell it better than me?
Right, so this story, everything was going on. Like, mum was basically, because mum wore herself out. She like played Barry Manilow and Tom Jones for 20 minutes straight, danced around.
It's like a world tour.
And then just basically like collapsed on the sofa. Everyone was going manic. Everyone was drinking. We played beer pong, so everyone, but like not beer.
So this is what semi pong. So the beer pong's what messed me up, because half the glasses, it was like half vodka, half the Serrano champagne. Yeah. And I was the only one playing by the end. So I must have had about 3/4 of a bottle of vodka in 10 minutes.
No, but Joe, you did it like as if it was Wimbledon. Like you were like, no, I've got this.
I'm so competitive, I have to win. Oh,
me, Joe, you made me swap teams at one point.
Yeah.
Made me go over to the other.
He's a weakling.
He's a weakling. Let's swap him out.
I just go like, soccer mum. Nah, swap him out.
So anyway, we were all super drunk. Joe's then had a turn. I don't even know how it happened. Like
I was outside. I was like, I need air hits. I'm laying there. I'm like, I need George.
Three or four people out here, everyone goes and it's just Joe and Charlie. Charlie's then like calling me because Joe's going, I want George.
I said, I need everyone out.
I need George. So he's like this. I go up to him, I go, Joe, you're fine. It's New Year's Eve. And he turns around and looks at me and goes, fuck him. I'm just
cleared the entire room. I said, I just need George.
And the whole beef was just on the floor.
The
survey
beef was on the floor.
Can we please tell the story of when I thought Joe went missing?
Oh, no.
So I go upstairs, right? And I go into the toilet.
The
I'm being
behind
sick.
The door.
The toilet's behind the door and I'm crying. Ask Kane's coming. I was like, I need you with me.
I need this from this point of view, right? So I'm drunk, yeah. And Charlie comes down the stairs and he goes,
we've lost Joe.
Joe's gone missing. And I go, he can't have. So we sprint up to the room. We're looking around, by the way, for a good 10 minutes. I'm looking under the bed. I'm going.
Back in the bathtub.
I'm like, we have to call the police. All of a sudden,
Charlie comes down and grabs me and he goes, yeah, your brother's gone.
Yeah. I was like, he's actually left gone. Us. He's gone.
Kane then he goes, we're in here. Go away. Slams the door. And I was like, oh my God, he's in the toilet. No way.
The way Charlie comes in the room, doors open. He's like,
woo. Do you know what's amazing as well? The whole night, Charlie would be going, I'll never forgive myself if he's not all right. Pours himself another drink, doesn't check.
Charlie is downstairs. I'm upstairs, throwing my guts up in bed, crying. And Charlie goes, I just never forgive myself.
While pouring myself more.
While eating a chocolate button off her minge and pouring a glass of champagne. I can't believe it.
And then, the funny.
It was truly my New Year's Eve.
The funniest thing was as well, obviously, you weren't there, Joe.
I know, I wasn't.
He was yeah, upstairs. Mm-hmm. But yeah. We were listening to Radio 1 to know exactly when the countdown was.
No.
And my phone hit 12 o'clock. So I was like, guys, we popped some bottles of Prosecco. Everyone had a kiss. All shit like that. All of a sudden, you then hear from the radio, 10, 9, 8. I'm sitting there going, fuck the whole night up.
But we all had to kiss 4 times.
My phone was correct.
It wasn't a problem for me and you, that love.
Then we played loads of music, and then it was like about 1 o'clock, and then mum was like, right, I'm gonna start.
And you guys said Saltburn.
Yeah,
no,
so then all
no,
of
no,
a sudden,
before that, I was saying we have to get in the jacuzzi now.
There was a storm. Charlie was grabbing us, trying to grab towels. We're going in there. I was like, we will die.
I was like, George, get up and get your trunks on right now.
May I just say, the walk to this like jacuzzi
was treacherous.
Through the garden,
windy,
down a hill.
His perm would have gone.
So then all of a sudden everyone's starting to quieten down, all that. These two are still pouring themselves drinks. Charlie's like, get a duvet, get me some vodka, runs up the stairs. What film do they want to put on? Saltburn.
And we were going, oh my God, it's so different when you watch it a second time.
I see it from a whole new perspective.
A whole new level. Yeah, because we were paralytic. We couldn't even see.
And we were literally like holding each other on the sofa watching it.
Charlie went, you feel so big and warm. And you were like,
Next time. We've taken it one, two step far.
One, two step far.
The next morning I come out and surprisingly I'm all right because I threw up everything. I look into the lounge and there's like a brown like blanket on the floor that you guys are cuddling under, like bottles of AU. There's cups. I thought, what has happened?
You, for some reason, brought up 5 cups of water and put them on the table. Do you not remember?
I think that was Lauren. I said to Lauren, I went, I need a drink.
Yeah.
No, I went to
water.
Can you remember me to Lauren where she was like, I was like, are you feeling tired? And she was like, no, honestly, I'm not. And I was like, do not leave us right now. You are not allowed. And she was like, George is tired. I was like, well, put him to bed and you're coming back here.
She was like, we're going to go to bed. And he was like, if you leave.
She went, I'm going to go clean our teeth. And we both sat up and went, you better be.
You better come
back. Can I just say, when you're vibing on a night out and then someone wants to leave, like, and you don't want that to end, you do get a bit like, you're not leaving.
Yeah.
You can't die. Like,
that's me on every single night out.
But you know what's funny? Me and Chuck, you know that TikTok where it's like, and I love her, but yeah, no, I love her, but she's just, you know, I love, you know, that TikTok. Yeah, yeah. We'd get into bed every night and be like, and I love her, but.
That's our whole friendship at the flat. Well, I love her, but.
Yeah. Nah,
it was, and then the next day.
All woke up.
Please tell the story about the walking past the bedroom.
Oh my God, the next day.
New Year's Day.
Can I say how me and Charlie woke up?
Had a fry up.
So.
And then had a glass of
we had time before this.
Oh, we woke up and Charlie taps me and goes, not to alarm you, that was either Lisa Baggs walking past our bedroom window or about to die. And I said, good night. I said, I'm not dealing with this.
You said it's either Lisa Baggs.
100%. I'm sorry.
Little bit.
I'm sorry, but
it's a new build.
But you know, the bit above mine and Charlie's room was the living room that had actually cum all over the sofas. We don't talk about that.
That we led in the night before.
To mention that, we are convinced that this is a sexual retreat.
Because there's books.
Exhibit A and B.
There's like stripper books with like girls with everything out.
There was legs with stockings on. Like there was just pussy everywhere. And I one night couldn't sleep. And I just heard.
So you went and licked it.
Yeah, and I went. But I heard walking up and down the living room. And I was like, I know that's not George and Laura. And I know that's not you and Kane. So.
Do you know what's so funny?
It was the ghost of Muff's
car. Do you know what's so funny? Every time that I went for a wee in the night, Grace would be scared that she'd pissed me off in the night and that I'd left her.
When he came back in, I'd be like. But anyway, then we had a fry up, didn't we?
Yep.
More drink.
I remember. And then Mum said, "Have a glass of rose."
Lisa came in my room, and I was doing my makeup. I felt a bit down because I was really hungover. And she went, "Wine," and it was 10 a.m. And I said, "Yeah, if you don't."
Dry January went well.
Yeah, but then we went to the pub.
We went to a lovely little pub.
Pub was gorgeous.
Bearing in mind, we were hammered.
Yeah,
me at this point and Charlie, and we and could Mum. Tell. Me, Charlie, and Lisa were hammered because we were at the table just slagging,
guys. But like, when I tell you the decibels of the entire pub,
let's reenact how silent the pub was.
This is the pub.
It was literally like this.
Hello, dearest. How are you? Yes, that's the chicken's nice. Yes, dear. Yes.
And then we come in.
I was eating chocolate buttons off her pussy last night.
My best bit is when Lisa went, and she's a slag.
And everyone turned round.
Restaurant. And I'm not going to tell you who it was about, but she should be calling that person slag, basically.
Yeah.
And it was a lot. To the point where we were all at points looking around, because Mum would just go, for like 10 minutes. Like, it was an air raid siren.
Grace was fueling it, because Grace loved Mum laughing.
When you were like, Lisa starts laughing, and I won't stop.
I'm trying to see if any of the quotes that I've got saved on my phone.
No, you do. You did save some.
Are okay to read
but
out.
We're just all so loud. Like, they brought over this turkey sandwich, and we were like, fucking
joke!
I'm never gonna get myself through that.
You were going beef croquette. I was like, we have to stop.
None of these can be read out loud on the pod. Aside, my sausage is smeared in cheese. Charlie,
was
Martin.
That me? Wait, can you remember? I pulled apart that thing, and it was smeared in brie.
I won't read it out. I just want because I remember you writing these.
Charlie, there was one bit I looked over, and you were going to Lisa, and it's this long and this thick, and I was like, "That's my
top." No, that was on New Year's. Wait, let Grace tell that story.
I turned over to Charlie just seeing what's going on, and Charlie was going to Lisa, and obviously it's this long and this thick, and he was talking about his own cock.
Eventful meal, and then obviously went home.
We went home to watch a film and chill, but these two.
I went curry drinking.
No, Charlie, you're to be.
You went in and out of consciousness.
Charlie was going. I woke myself up snoring on the sofa, but Charlie was going, no, another AU, another one. And I was like,
No, because your dad went to me. He was like, "I challenge you to drink that whole bottle of vodka tonight."
Yeah,
of course he did. And I went, "I went. You got yourself a deal then."
Bearing in mind, right, we have.
You don't know who you're messing with.
Bearing in mind, we brought 9 bottles of AU with us, and then we went and bought
and
another
a lot
4
of champagne.
Champagne,
as well.
But we bought 4
there
bottles.
Must have been, if there was 14 bottles of rosé, 6 or 7 bottles of champagne.
Yeah.
And probably about 10, 11 bottles of vodka.
No, 13. Because we bought 4 more and we had 9.
And what did we leave with?
1 bottle of vodka, no champagne, and mum brought home 2 bottles of wine.
Between 9 of us.
Yeah. Yeah. 3 days.
Yeah. There was worse, we had so much mixer left. So we must have not even been drinking it with mixer at one point.
We had 12 bottles of mixer left.
Guys, drink responsibly, okay?
It was one of the best New Year's I've ever had. Like, I don't remember it, but
I would truly advocate moving forward. House parties, family and friends, New Year's. Yeah. You just can't go wrong. You genuinely
drink responsibly with your loved ones.
There's one video I remember I posted. So everyone was on each other's shoulders, like Lisa was on. And then Lauren went on.
Charlie, soldiers.
But I was videoing it and it was pure silence and Lauren was looking at me like, turn the camera off, and I uploaded it to my face.
Because I kept banging her head on that thing.
I've got a picture of you. She's grabbing the railing. She doesn't even know where she is.
Help! Yeah, literally that. It was, oh, bless her.
I chose chaos that weekend.
Yeah. Do you know what? What an intimidating atmosphere for Lauren to come in. Fair fuck.
I think it's a new
She
partner.
Met a few of us before though, so she was fine.
Yeah.
We all enjoyed it.
Whereas I'm with the master of the razzle dazzle and jazz hands. He was loving it at the table. I'm with Peter Pan.
Not Kane. I remember Kane. After the hot tub night, we were up for so late, and he went, "Guys, I've got to be Peter Pan in 2 hours." And we were all
the
like,
man,
"Everyone
the man
to bed."
Was suffering.
Guys, whose room do you reckon was the most fun to be in at the end of the night?
No.
Because I know it was mine and yours.
Me and Charlie had this room, where I'm sorry, the people that own this house must have fucking loved.
They had a Chelsea Lee art painting. They had a Chelsea Lee art painting.
At the end of the bed, a massive canvas of a man with 7 eyes, which blinked at one point. And it was like, there was like planes and stars and everything. And we'd sit at night and be like, I don't like it.
Babe, the apple juice story.
Charlie tipped out all of the apple juice, filled it up with water. And then the next day, someone was like, where's the apple juice gone?
Yeah, I don't know. But in the night I got up, I was so thirsty, I poured the apple juice away, filled it with water.
I was looking for that.
And then I went to Grace the next morning, I went, oh God, I hope no one asked for that. And then we got down and you lot were all asking for it.
I was like, I don't know.
I was like, I don't know.
Who would do that?
Oh,
must
God.
Have been the dog.
Well, speaking of no class, shall we play the game? Let's crack her open.
Side. So basically, this is no class. All you've got to do is shuffle the cards and there will be a category of four. It's like we're doing an aeroplane thing. The exits are to the left. And there is dares, there's take a sip, there's say it or shot it. There's loads going on in there. And you will get drunk. Let's go. Who's starting?
Joe.
Right.
Here we go, left to right.
Let's go.
If you've ever got with someone who has or had a partner, take a sip.
Not knowingly.
My last relationship.
We're going to have to do some bleeping, aren't we? Fuck.
Nah, keep that one in.
You, it's my eyes.
Chaos.
Say it or shot it. Have you ever slagged any of the players off before? Probably in our fucking room drunk. I love her, but...
You, I love Joe, but it's just a shame that he got so drunk and collapsed.
No,
at 11
a shame he didn't see it through to New Year.
Can you not remember when we played the game and they were like, who's your oldest friend? Joe, say something bad about him. And I was like, he leaves his washing up for too long.
Yeah, and you told us it goes crispy.
It does.
I didn't say that.
No, it does. It does.
Right. Say it or shot it. Have you ever had a sex dream about one of the players?
Well, drink up, honey.
Sure.
Yeah. Alia.
George.
Can someone get you
a
card? Thank you, Lord.
Oh, from JK herself.
Yeah.
That.
Say it or shot it. Name the last person you had sex with. I think it's quite obvious.
I hope it is.
My girlfriend. Look at these.
Me jockey bottom will never be the same.
I think it's quite obvious. Who is the player most likely to have a sugar daddy or mummy?
I'm looking for sugar baby.
I'm looking for sugar baby.
Shit on mine.
I like someone who has buttons eaten off their pussy.
I'm not looking for anything sexual.
I just want to eat buttons off of their pussy.
I don't know what I'm drinking. I think probably most likely is Grace.
Grace.
Right, okay. You know what? I'm celebrating it. Dare, take two shots. I'll take two sips.
Jolly.
Let's go. Dare, put a poll on your Instagram story saying who wants a nude.
Oh, they'll all ask for Grace's.
Yeah.
They can have it. Go on, Charlie.
Grace, let me put a picture of you and put it.
Where's the chalky buttons?
You do not dare.
Hannah. Say it or short it. Who's the biggest virgin you know? Probably.
Why could it be me?
Probably Grace at the minute.
Why could it be me?
Well, it's not me anymore.
But I'd say regarding body count.
Well, if we're
George,
disgusting.
You don't know what I've done.
You know nothing.
Let's not talk about body counts.
Right.
Act out how you'd react to getting a text saying you've got chlamydia. Okay.
I like this one.
Should I text you?
I can just.
Why am I actually?
Let's make it as real as possible.
Right.
Setting the scene.
Oh. Another one.
Not another one.
You're joking.
Right. Name one person you've slept with who you regret.
Why did you glance at me?
Name one person.
Jake Paul lookalike who had Slim Shady written on his tattooed on his fingers.
Still, no way to speak about me.
On his fingers.
Say or shot it. Who is the player you dislike the most?
What the
fuck? No, I can't
all
see
right.
it.
All right, side eyes me.
No, guys, I love you all equally. Can I do a different one?
Yeah.
Oh, this is good. Yes.
Dare, kiss a player of your choice on the lips.
Well...
Oh, I thought it was going to go on for longer.
It's like New Year's all over again.
And Joe's last one.
That
is the clickbait.
Bear? Dare? This is a good one to end. Everyone, down your drink.
Oh.
Cheers, everyone.
Cheers to the new year, honeys.
Not Grace growling at a drink.
That was horrible. Are you still drinking that pissy Prosecco?
Yeah.
Guys, on that note, thank you so much for watching and I hope you lived vicariously through us for our Celtic New Year's.
We hope you had a great New Year's. Happy New Year. Hope you stick to all your
live
New Year's
fast,
resolutions.
Eat chocolate buttons.
Yeah. Live fast, eat chocolate buttons.
And that is it.
Keep watching Not My Bag for a lot more surprises coming this year. If you watch on YouTube, make sure to
like
and subscribe.
If you're listening on Spotify, guys, please rate us 5 stars. It helps massively. And that is us for this week. We will see you next week. Thank you so much for tuning in. See you later.
Bye. Bye, love.
Bye. Bye. Bye.